I'm actually going to, the scripture that Brother Mark read, as Brother Martin asked him to read, I'm going to use that for a text. Psalms 107. I'm going to preach you, there's a title, John, The Sailor of the Sea. The Sailor of the Sea. Boy, as Katie read, God bless Lori too. Yeah. God bless those Navy wives.
Yep.
Those husbands go off and they're gone for months at time, and those wives are all by themselves, raising the family. God bless, not just, God bless you especially, Lori, but all the rest of the wives like same way too. And of course, Katie Freimer, she's a wife of an Air Force captain, so she knows what it's like too. And God bless all the military wives in our church too. God bless each one of you. Thank you for being a blessing to our country. Because I know we're going to honor Marty today, but in honoring Brother Martin today, we are also honoring Lori.
That's right.
Because she has stood with them all these years too. And so we honor both of them at this special day. Psalms 107, verse 23 through 30. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. We're so glad to have you today. Good crowd today, and plus you have to realize there's probably another near 100 people over in the other building, and probably another maybe 15, 20 downstairs yet. So there's people all over this place. Amen? So we're glad you're here. Would you look at verse 23 in Psalms 107? And note what the scripture says. They that go down to the sea in ships. I think sailors do that. That do business in great waters. These sailors, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. Think about the ocean, how they have big waves and all the winds. They mount up to the heavens and then go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distress. The best friend a sailor has is the Savior.
Amen.
The best friend a sailor has is the Savior of the sea. And he maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then they are glad because they be quieted. Look, I love this verse, verse 30. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, I'm going to talk to you about that. You know, someday all of us, we're going to come into port somewhere. You want to be at that desired haven, don't you? Heavenly Father, I do thank you for this special day. Lord, I thank you for Brother Martin. And Lord, I thank you that he cared more about people being saved and hearing the gospel than he did the recommendation of his life for serving our country. And I just pray that you'll bless him and Laura today and Heather and the baby and Lord, just the whole family. I just pray, dear God, that you'll bless all our veterans here and all around the country and all around the world today. Thank you for every one of them. And Father, in this few minutes that I have to speak, I pray I can be a blessing to everyone here. I pray your name will be lifted up and glorified. And I pray, Father, as it was the wish of Brother Martin Gannat, that if there be anyone here that doesn't know you as Savior, that today, on the day that he has a recognition of his retirement, that someone would trust Christ as their Savior. May this come to pass, we pray. And we'll praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Today we are honoring Machinist Mate First Class Petty Officer Martin Gannat. Today we celebrate and recognize 24 years of service that Brother Martin has faithfully carried out in the United States Navy. We are very proud of his achievements. We're proud of his accomplishments that he's performed all these over the past 24 years. And Machinist Mate First Class Petty Officer Martin Gannat has served on 5 ships. And I know Captain Freimer has mention him, but I'm going to mention him again. He served on the aircraft carrier, USS America, submarine USS Spadefish, submarine USS George C. Marshall, submarine USS Jefferson City, and aircraft carrier USS Dwight D. Eisenhower. And I say that's pretty special. Brother Martin served for 18 years active duty, 6 years reserves. He spent 14 years on the submarines. He gave me a coin. I wish maybe I'll bring it tonight. He gave me a couple coins of ships. The one he gave me that was my favorite too was a submarine. And there's just something special about submarines, isn't it? He spent 14 years on submarines. Matter of fact, Brother Marty told me, he said the greatest, best years of his life was on those submarines. He recounted one time spending 80 days under the Arctic Circle. That's at the top of the world. 80 days under the Arctic Circle. I noted this, Brother Martin. I put, wow! The Navy will take you to the top of the world. Even if you have to go underwater to get it. Amen? Today we applaud Brother Martin for his dedication, for his distinguished career in the United States Navy. But today not only do we applaud him and his precious wife for serving our country, but also we applaud him for loving and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. If you'll notice in that scripture in Psalms 107, verse 23 and verse 24, it says, they that go down to the sea in ships, they do their business in great waters. These, those that go to the water, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. Brother Martin has declared to many people over the years about the wonderful things Christ has done in his life. And the greatest thing he's ever done for he and his precious wife, Laura, is they both trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. The most greatest thing you can do throughout all this life, no matter what it would be, the greatest thing you can do is put your faith in the Savior, Jesus Christ. And one day, Martin and Lori both did that. And since then, they've been praising God for it. If you also note verse 25 through 28, the Bible says, for he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves thereof. And he actually gives a picture of a major storm and how the ship is tossed to and fro and how the fear that goes into a sailor that would be going through a time where they're challenged so great. And I wrote this down. I believe most every sailor could relate to this passage of Scripture. That's probably why Brother Martin gave it to Brother Mark to read. You know, many sailors could tell you stories of some experiences that they've had on the high seas when they felt they were in great, great peril and when they were challenged and faced with great adversaries, because there's a lot of things that can happen on those big spans of oceans out there. Amen? The Bible records of sailors who went through great storms on the sea, and I'm just going to note three of them today. Briefly, I'm just going to just hit on just slightly each one. The first one I thought about some sailors. And then I thought of a familiar story that everybody could relate to. There were some sailors that picked up a man named Jonah was fleeing from God. God told me he should go to Nineveh, and he got on a ship and he paid the fare. And by the way, every time you run from God, you always do pay the fare. And Jonah found out, and so did these sailors find out, that you can't run from God. Amen. You can try to run from God. You can try to hide from God. But you can't hide, and you can't run. I don't care if you go to the depths of the sea, because, Brother Martin, Jonah was in like a submarine. He was in the well of the belly. He was first submariner. Kind of. Didn't have no torpedoes. But can you imagine that storm and those sailors? Boy, they were terrified. And they said, Jonah's down there sleeping. The captain was, get up, old sleeper. What's wrong with you? Don't you know we're going to die? And they remember how they said, what's wrong? What's God mad at? And Jonah says, I'm the guy. He's mad at me. Throw me in the ocean. throw me out in the sea there. And they didn't want to do it, but eventually they had to do it. And the moment they threw him in the sea, the whale, the Bible said God prepared a fish. It was a big whale. By the way, in Matthew, God said that fish was a whale. You can trust God's holy word. And it swallowed him. And what I want to say is this, and I'm going to go to the next one. Those sailors were sure glad that God of heaven could calm that sea and take him out of that storm. And Jonah was glad he knew Christ as his Savior. Because had he not known the Lord as his Savior, he would have been swallowed and chewed up by that whale. Instead, he was spit out of that whale on the shores of Nineveh. So, number one, everybody was happy because of the Lord. See, I keep wanting you to understand, the sailor's best friend is the Savior of the seas. And Jonah was very happy because he got that appointed shore. It's amazing when you read through the scriptures, Brother Mark. Every time you read this, Brother Martin, when you read about storms of people, it seems like they always get to that, those that know Christ, even though they go through storms, they always get to that appointed shore, that appointed haven of rest that they were wanting to go to. Can anyone say amen? Amen. And then I read about in Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41, we read about some fishermen named Peter, James, and John. And all the disciples, and they were caught in a violent storm. It was so great, they literally thought they were going to perish. And they ran to Jesus, who was on the ship at the time, and he said, "Care us not that we perish." Jesus wasn't worried. He's the one that made the sea. He's the one that controls the wind. Jesus just got up and said, "Be still, be calm." And the waves and the wind stopped. And they said, "We never saw it on this fashion." Amen. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Those fishermen were glad. Peter, James, and John were glad that they had a Savior in time of the storm. You know, can I say something to you? Life is filled with all kinds of storms, even if you're not on the high seas. And you need a Savior to take you through those storms. I guarantee you, you needed that Savior to take you through a lot of times when Martin was gone. It's hard. It's a hard life. Miss Katie knows about it. And but they were glad. And by the way, I said it was over in Mark 4. Did you know what happens? It says in Mark chapter 5, verse 1, it says they got to the other side. You know, it's so great that Brother Billy, it's so great. Even though we go through storms, as long as we got Jesus in our ship, we always make it to the other side. I read about Peter in Matthew 14, verse 24 through 31. There was a storm there, and they saw Jesus come walking on water. I don't think any sailors tried that very lately. Jesus came walking on the water, and Peter, he was always the bold one of all the disciples. He was the first guy to speak up. He was the first guy to take his sword out and cut the guy's ear off. I mean, Peter, if you wanted a guy that was that did things first and thought later, it was Peter. I'm a lot like that sometimes. And Emma, he saw Jesus, and Peter said, "Can I come to you?" And Jesus, "Well, sure." So Peter started to walk on water. And personally, I believe he did walk a few steps. I really believe he did walk a few steps. But then he started to watch. Then he took his eyes off of Christ. And the wind and the waves. And once he took his eyes off of Christ, he started to sink. And he cried out, "Jesus, save me, Master." And the Bible said Jesus reached out and saved him. Aren't you glad that the sailors always got the Savior right there, close by to save them in time of need? And then in Acts 27, verse 41 through 44, you read about the Apostle Paul. He's over in the Mediterranean Sea, and they sail out from Crete. They're sailing from Crete, and they encounter a great storm. Maybe some of the sailors here, and some of you veterans, maybe you've been in the Mediterranean. How many have ever sailed in the Mediterranean Sea? Let's see. Yeah, okay. Well, then you know what I'm talking about. Three or four people if you've been in the Mediterranean Sea. And the Apostle Paul was out there in the Mediterranean Sea, and they were in a ship, and they were trying to get in to an island. But when they tried to come in, the ship tore apart. But God had told Paul, if you'll just obey me and trust me, don't leave the ship, I'll get you in. And the ship broke in half, but then they went in on the boards of the ship. And every person on that ship, the Bible says, with Apostle Paul, got to shore safely. You know, it's good to have a Savior by you where you're in deep water. Because there's times we get in deep water. And it's good to have a Savior. And by the way, again, they made it safely to the shore. Like I keep saying, every sailor's best friend is Jesus. Now, would you just please, in closing, now don't get excited. I've still got a few minutes here, but in closing, we got some visitors. When preacher says that, it means I'm getting closer, but I'm not done. But look at verse 29 and 30. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. I mean, how many of you have ever been through some real hard things in your life? There are some major storms in life, aren't there? In relationship to picture a ship being tossed to and fro out in the ocean. Sometimes our lives are like that. We're tossed to and fro, and we wonder if we're going to make it. You say, boy, I don't know how we're going to pay that bill. Honey, I don't know if I'm going to get over this sickness. How many have ever been there? I mean, we go through all kinds of storms in life. Maybe someone that we love dearly passed away or something, and it's hard to cope with everything. And I'm going to tell you, in time of a storm, you need the Savior to help you. All these sailors, I could go on forever and ever. You read all about the sailors in the Bible. You read all about these people in ships in the Bible. Their best friend was the Savior Christ. And he always got them to the other side. But notice verse 30. Boy, I really like this verse, Brother Martin. Then are they glad, verse 30. Because they be quieted. They're glad that the waters. Yeah. How many of you have ever been through a storm and just say, boy, I'm glad that's over. Yeah. We went to a Bible conference Friday night up in Mansfield. 15 of our men went to that Bible conference. And on the way back, one of the men asked me, he said, preacher, could you sing God Is So Good? And we just sang for a few minutes, God is so good, God is so good, God is so good, He's so good to me. And we sang that, and He loves me so, and He's coming back, He answers prayer and stuff like that. But, and I shared this story, and I've shared this with you before. Years ago, when I was just a young kid, 160 pounds, black hair, and we started a church in Toledo. Matter of fact, I'll be preaching there. The 30th anniversary, December 5th, Lighthouse Baptist Church is still there now, still there. And the pastor asked me to come and preach there again. I go there every year, first Sunday of December. I usually preach there every year for their anniversary. But when we started, Betty, in the little storefront, I used to sing every Sunday morning, God is so good. And there was a family that named the Fifes. And there was one son was named Mike, but they called him Barney Fife. But it was Mrs. Fife, and then she had, like, children. They were all grown up. They were all adults and daughters. And they loved to fish. If you're in Toledo, Ohio, you're right close to Lake Erie there. And so they were out fishing out in the lake. And they were just in a small little, like a 14-foot aluminum boat. And they went out pretty far, and they shouldn't have. Because even though Lake Erie's not real deep, because it's not deep, if you've ever, how many ever fished in Lake Erie? because it's not real deep, when the winds start to blow, that lake really starts to brush up, and it gets rough out there. Well, they didn't want to quit. They were catching fish, Billy, and they didn't want to leave. And he said, "We'll just wait a little bit longer. And they just, all of a sudden, the storm was on them. And she said, "The waves," Mrs. Fife said, "Preacher, the waves were just coming in that little boat. We didn't think we were going to make it. We were terrified." And she said, "Preacher always has us sing, 'God is so good.'" And she said, for 45 minutes, it's just like a little 10-horse motor on that boat. She said, for 45 minutes, they sang God nonstop to calm their fears. They sang, "God is so good," for 45 minutes. She said, "Preacher, just singing that, thinking about Christ being close to us, took us through those storms." I want to tell you, the greatest friend a sailor has is the Savior of the sea. Amen? Amen? And I want you to note this, and I'm going to close. Every sailor on board ship has a desired haven to go to. It says there in verse 30, I love that verse. He bringeth them unto their desired haven. You ever get in port? Man, am I glad to be back in port. How many know what I'm talking about? Every sailor on board ship has a desired haven to go to. And every sailor, when his tour of duty is over, has to come to port, wants to come to a port in a desired haven. You know, Jesus knows all of us, and he loves us. And he knows, by the way, that all of us are going to have storms in life. Did you know Christ wants to be there to help you through those storms of life? Christ, not just the sailors, but all the people of the world. He wants to be there because he knows you're going to go through storms in life. And you need someone to anchor your ship. Jesus knew all of us. Also, one day, our tour of life would end. One day, every sailor's tour is going to end. Every one of our tours of life is going to end one day. We don't know when that is, but every one of us got an appointed day when our tour of life is going to end. And then we're either going to go to the haven of rest, heaven, or we're going to die without Christ and go to hell. And there is a heaven, there is a hell. And that's why Christ came, so we could go to heaven. So he could save us from the storms of life, and not just the storms of life, but the sins that would take us and beset us into a devil's hell. That's why 2,000 years ago, Christ came from heaven, was born of a virgin. Bethlehem Manger, it'll be coming up pretty soon, Christmas. You'll be celebrating it. Then 3 months later, you'll be celebrating Easter. But Christ came, and for 33 years, he walked on this earth, and then they took him to Calvary's cross. And they put nails in his hands and nails in his feet. And there, Christ hung between heaven and earth. From 9 in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Christ suffered and died on Calvary's cross. Do you know why Christ did that? Because we need a Savior. We need someone to save us. And when we die, we need someone to take us over to the other side. Brother Mike, I can't cross over to the other shore without a Savior. And when you die, you're going to cross over. You're going to cross over to heaven or you're going to cross over to hell. But Jesus came because he didn't want anyone to perish. The Bible says, "For the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness, but is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance." I'm going to tell you right now, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." God's word proclaims, "But God commendeth his love towards us, in that we're sinners, Christ died for us." A familiar verse that we all know, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Let me quote you one more. Hebrews 2:9 says this, because I'm quoting 2:9 of Hebrews so I can give you verse 10. Hebrews 2:9 says, because most people can quote 2:9. But we see Jesus. Boy, I hope you see him today. This sailor here, the one thing this sailor wanted was not to be so recognized, but he wanted you to recognize that you needed Christ as your Savior. Yep. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. Why? For the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Christ tasted death for me. He tasted death for you. You know what it says there in verse 10 of Hebrews 2:10? It teaches us in 2:10 that Jesus is the captain of our salvation. The boys sing, "Ship ahoy, ship ahoy." If you want to go to heaven when you die, you got to get on Jesus' ship. It's the ship of Zion. Amen. You need to ask Christ. Years ago, I don't know, what year did you ask Christ to be your Savior, Brother Martin? You remember what year? 1982. In 1982, Brother Martin, even though he was already enlisted in the Navy, he enlisted in God's Navy. Because there he made Jesus the captain of his ship. The bishop of his soul. Amen? And the captain of salvation. Now look up here. That's why Jesus died and suffered. So when we come to the end of our life, and we're going to come, we all will come to the end of our life. When you pull in that port, at the very end, what port are you going to pull in? Will it be the haven that you want to be in? I love that verse 30. I love that verse 30. So he bringeth them unto the desired haven. If you ask most people, and I'm all done, if you ask anybody that's got any common sense, when you died, you want to go to heaven, they'd say, yes. The guy tells you, no, he's just an idiot. Seriously. You say, you're not too formal. I'm not being formal right now. I'm being just blunt. That's why the Bible says only a fool said in his heart there's no God. Amen. So they're either an idiot or a fool or an imbecile. But the one thing, when they die without Christ, they'll be crying out forever and ever in the lake of fire. And by the way, there's no coming back. See, once you die, it's not changeable. See, the ship that you sail out on, that's a permanent ship. That's why it says, ship ahoy, Jesus saves. Get on Jesus' ship. He's going to take you to the other shore. Because let me tell you something. Jesus is the best friend of a sailor. Because Jesus is the sailors, the savior of the sea for sailors. I don't know where you're heading for today, but I know one thing. I wouldn't want to head anywhere without Christ. Amen. By the way, he loves you. That's why he came. He came. They sing a song. He came to me. He came to me when I could not come to where he was. He came. He came to me. He came to me when I could not come to where he was. He came to me. And then goes on, that's why he died on Calvary's tree. Listen, Jesus cares about where you're going to sail to. He wants to be with you in the storms of life. And then when life is over, he wants to take you to the other side in the haven of rest. Don't miss out on heaven. Sailor, I'm glad that Jesus is the captain of your ship. If you've never asked Christ to save you, I'd ask him. I'm not talking about being a member of a church. It's not being a Baptist. It's not being a Catholic. It's not. No religion gets you to heaven. No religion. Forget about religion. Nothing. It's all Christ. It's Christ who loves you. It's Christ who died for you. It's Christ who arose. It's Christ that calls out from heaven, I love you. Come to me. Receive me by faith. It's Christ that's going to come back and take us up to glory. It's all Jesus. That's who you need to look to. Jesus. He's the captain of our salvation. And I'm glad when I come to the end of my life, sailor. And I've got a lot of silver hair right now. I'm not worried because I know I'm going to make it. Because of Jesus, I'm going to make it to the haven of rest. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the 24 years that Brother Martin Gannat has served our country, United States Navy, and his precious wife along with him. Thank you for their service to God and country. And Lord, I pray also that you will bless them in the coming years together. Bless America. Bless our country. And I pray, Father, today that if there's anyone here that doesn't know you as Savior, may they get the story from a sailor here that Jesus is the sailor's best friend. Pray they'll never forget this service about this sailor here. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, how many could say for sure, preacher, I know if I died, I've asked Christ to save me. I know I'm a lost sinner. I saw myself going to hell, and I've asked Christ to save me. And I know if I die, I'll go to heaven. Who can say I'm positive when I die, I'll go to heaven? I know for sure. Could you raise that hand? I'm positive. Thank you. You may put it down. How many would say, Pastor, I'd like to be positive. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I see that. God bless you. Yes. Yes, I see that. Who else? Yes, I see that. Yes, I see that back there. Who else? Preacher, I'd like to know when I die, I'd go to heaven. And I don't know it. I saw at least 4 or 5 hands. Anyone else? I'm going to put, Pastor, include me in that prayer. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven, but I'd sure like to know. Yes, God bless you, ma'am. I see that. I saw that hand. God bless you. Heavenly Father, thank you for granting a wish of a sailor. And Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit of God, that these people would come forward. They'd let us show them in the Bible how they could ask Christ just to come in their life and be saved and know when they die they'd go to heaven. That they could get to this other side of the haven of rest. And they could come on and be part of the family of God. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse. Soul winners. I'll need some soul winners on the front now. If you'd like to come, you come right now as we sing. What page are you on, Mark?
61.
Page 61. You'd like to come and trust Christ? You come right now. It's real. Not talking about joining the church. Not talking about getting baptized. I'm just saying, Jesus, I want you to be my Savior. You'd like to know when you die, you'd go to the haven of rest. That's right. You just come right now. That's right. That's right. Just come. Amen. about, no one looking around. Some have come. But let me ask you this. Some of you said, preacher, I'd like to know when I die, I'd go to heaven. You raised your hand. If you raised your hand, would you look up here? If you raised your hand, you said, pray, would you just look up here for a minute? You meant that, didn't you? I know you did. You meant that, didn't you? I know you did. No one's looking. I want you to come right now. Just step out of your seat. Don't be afraid. Just come. There'll be ladies here to show you. There'll be ladies. Lizzie, Arlene. There'll be ladies here to show you how to get saved. That's right. That's right. That's right. Just come. Just come. That's right. Who else would like to come? I'm not talking about joining the church. I'm not talking about getting baptized. I'm just saying ask Christ to save you right now. Do I have a Christian lady? Lizzie, come on ahead. Ruthie, whoever's there. This lady right here wants to be saved.
Amen.
Lizzie, stay here in the front in case more come. Show her in the back. Amen. Who else would like to come and be saved? I'm not talking about joining the church. Listen, this whole sailor, he wanted, the reason he had this service, not to honor him, he wanted to hear people hear the word of God to get saved.
Amen.
That was his whole desire. He said, preacher, I don't want glory. I want God to get glory out of it. And he is. Who else would like to be saved? I'm not talking about joining the church. I'm not talking about getting baptized. I'm just, that's right. That's right. Amen. Come on ahead. Amen. Lizzie, get your Bible. Here it comes. Amen. That's right. God bless you. It takes courage. It does. Lizzie, come on, honey. Right over there. There's a lady coming right there, Liz.
Amen.
Man. Oh, so, okay. So, I'm sorry. So I didn't see you. Preacher didn't even see you there. I'm sorry. I'm so excited. Go on with Lizzie. Sonia. We're going to sing one more verse. There might be more. I'm not trying to get you to join this church. I just want you to know that it's not an accident that you're here. God don't make no mistakes. You're here because God knew what we were going to say today. He brought you here. This was a planned service. And Brother Martin, even though we planned it, God had it planned years before we ever had it planned.
Yeah, that's right.
Today, if you don't know if you die, and maybe you're going through a storm right now, and you need that Savior to get you out of the storm. You need Him more than anything to get you from save you from hell, though. And that's how He saves you, when you know you're going to hell and you need to be saved from hell. We're going to sing one more verse, Brother Mark. If you'd like to come, you come on this. We're going to, if no one comes, we're going to close. We're going to finish our service then. But you come on. If you want to be saved, you come right now.